Good morning, good morning, good morning. The sun is shining. It is Thursday, and it's about 9:30-ish. And, well, what do you know? Brad Dungis is on the phone. I guess we're talking cars.
Car talk. Here we are again, Tom.
Hey.
What a great week it's been out here on Highway 75. We're selling lots of cars still and just making do with what we've got. We're still in the middle of this crazy inventory situation we've been in for a few weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't seem like it's going to evolve much. I know people, if you watch the news, you've heard about it, but inventories are really low right now. We're seeing so many changes in the market on vehicles, and you know, it's just a really interesting time. We've never really been through anything like this. For those who haven't been watching the news, we've got some supply chain issues with microchips and vehicles, and it's beginning to affect the new car supply. But there's a silver lining to it, Tom.
What's that?
The used car values are just amazing right now. So your trade-in, truthfully, is worth more than it's ever been. People have been asking me, well, what should I do with my car? And, the truth is, you should sell it. It's a great time if you're looking to sell a vehicle. We're buying them. Every dealer is. I know you've seen the ads, but definitely out buying lots of vehicles. We've got scouring the whole country to make sure we have inventory for our customers and for our sales team. We've got a really outstanding inventory now of used vehicles. I think we're up to about 85, 86 units in total, and more coming on the way every day, and just continuing to sell more and more of those. And what we've done is we've shifted our inventory. You know, when we have a good supply of new inventory, Tom, a lot of times we really focus on making sure our used cars are in that prime sweet spot of 3 to 3 or 4 years old, low mileage, one owner vehicles that are in Bartlesville. Local cars just are great, great used cars for us. And we don't often have a lot of late model like new vehicles. But right now we sure are stocking those. We've got a bunch of 2019 Ford Super Duties. Bunch of 4x4 crew cabs. Got a bunch of 2019 Ford F-150s, too.
Mm.
Everything from a 2020 Explorer to a 2020 Expedition, 2020 Edge. So you might not see it on the new car lot. They're on the used car lot, and you can still save thousands off the price of a new vehicle.
Wow.
So it is a great time to buy. We've got a great selection of all makes and models. It's really is an interesting market and different time than we've seen before.
Oh, indeed, it is different. That is for sure.
Yep. And, the other part of our business and fixed operations and our service and body shop and parts department has also been very busy the last few weeks. It's just continued to ramp up as people have been getting into summer and moving around. Last weekend, had a beautiful holiday weekend, we're able to help a lot of people out with their vehicle purchases and service needs. And we're off into the summer now and playing baseball and getting ready for OK Music and the big celebration at Unity Square Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff going on in town.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you can't find something to do, you're not paying attention because it's
That's
all over
for
the
sure.
place.
Yeah, no, and update, last week I had Price Connors from the Price Tower, and
yes.
No, it's not named after Price Connors. But anyway,
does he know that
they're very close on the completion of the new kitchen downstairs and the opening of the restaurant again at the plaza, and they did, I hear, have a soft opening last night of the bar in the what used to be the gallery space. They've set up dining and a little bar and
mm-hmm.
Used to be the gallery there just inside what was the plaza last summer for those who went out and ate in our outdoor
mm-hmm.
dining area. Now you're going to be able to do indoor and outdoor dining. You're going to have a great bar service there right next to the stage at Unity Square. And we'll kick that off hopefully tomorrow night. We did have a complication this week I thought was interesting. Those of you who know may know that a lot of the Price Tower is constructed with concrete, and that area where the kitchen is, out where the parking is on the north side of the vehicle, what used to be parking and
mm-hmm.
is now where the plaza seating is, that area that's one floor and extends out from the main part of the tower was originally designed to have a garden on top of it.
Wow.
And the concrete was, we thought that it was about a foot thick. It turns out it was actually a bit more than that, another 6 inches or so. So it's taken a little bit different approach to cut through the concrete, to put the vent hood in, to get the kitchen set up right so that they can get right. And don't, those of you who are Frank Lloyd Wright, perfectionists, don't be alarmed. We certainly ran everything by the Frank Lloyd Wright Conservancy, and you'd be amazed at this kitchen. It's quite interesting in there with all the Frank Lloyd Wright accoutrements and stuff protected, and it's really going to be a big help to the restaurant down there, though, as we open up and get going again this summer.
That's really going to be nice.
It will be great, and while you're out there Friday night, you can make sure to check out the Amy Jacobson sculpture and get a chance to hear from her and maybe meet her. She'll be out there, I guess, and talking to everybody, and it'll be great to really see the inspiration for that cool sculpture we have there. And there's more, a concert that night, a big band will be there, and of course we've got OKM coming with concerts at the community center, and even down at Dungeness Stadium with the Baja Men, and boy, there's so much stuff going on, and a baseball tournament this weekend too, right?
Indeed, it's going to go on in earnest, that's for sure.
Yeah, we had great games last weekend, despite a little bit of rain. Mm-hmm. Doesn't stop baseball.
A lot of home runs too. I got to tell you, it's been a fun season. Although it's only been going on for several days, but it's been a fun one to watch and listen to.
It does seem like we've got a real competitive group of guys, and all the other teams are good too. And the boys from Three Rivers are always tough, and it definitely was a good challenge. And it should be a great season. I know John and the rest of the coaches are really excited about their group, and boy, he's done a great job with scheduling this year too, and getting this tournament moved down here this weekend gives us even more home games. So I encourage everybody to get out to those games, explore the Dungeness Stadium down there, and see and be out there with those guys. It's our 81st year sponsoring baseball here in this community, and we're really proud of that. You think about what that means to those kids or young men that get to play baseball mm-hmm. every summer, and their families, and the community gets to go out and enjoy the games. And you're doing that for 81 years. That's a real legacy and something we're very proud of.
It's such a beautiful ballpark, very comfortable, and they even got big old fans the size of helicopter blades to keep you cool in the hot days.
I'm always amazed at how even on the warmest days, it's really pretty comfortable sitting in there in the shade with the air moving. It never gets uncomfortable, it is a really nice setup now, and with the new field and stuff, it's just outstanding.
Yep, and of course we've got our baseball night at the ballpark coming up with the Dungeness Ford Indians. I do believe it's coming up on the 24th. So keep tuned in. We'll be there for the big old night at the ballpark.
Too.
It is going to be
That's
fun.
Always a big night for Kevin to give away stuff, which is hard to get that done, but. So there's a lot going on in Bartlesville, as we said, and even more around the corner. I know this summer we'll all be busy, but if we can help you out with any of your vehicle needs, do come down and check us out. I think one thing we haven't talked a lot about recently with inventory situation, that's kind of been my focus and trying to keep everything going like smooth here. But the reality is. We're always working to take care of our customers. Our simple price strategies continue. We have our friendly non-commissioned sales team down here. That's right. They don't get paid the commission on mm-hmm. what they sell you, whether you buy a 10-year-old used car with 150,000 miles or a brand-new Lincoln. Our sales consultants get paid the same thing, mm-hmm. and they earn their money by taking care of you and giving you an excellent experience. And we feel like that just really works and helps align the sales team with your needs and puts you in charge of selling the car. And that's our simple price, really. In today's market, prices are going up. As I mentioned, used car values are high, and with the manufacturers struggling to get inventory out, they've reduced some of their incentives. So uh, that that does make for some price increases as far as relative trade or relative transaction price.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's just reality, and we try to work with our people, our customers, and explain that to them. You know, we'd never say, well, that's just how it is. Take it or leave it. That's,
oh, boy.
That's not our approach. We want, really want you to understand that we have a market-based price, that we try to be fair to everybody, and really want to be transparent and open with you as you're purchasing your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, that's what we hear from customers, what they want out of a purchase is, you know, they don't like the time it takes, so we try to save you time. They don't want to be taken advantage of. They're willing to pay for what they're buying, but they don't want to have games played, and you know, so that's how we focus on that and really try to take care of you from the start.
Right there, keeping it simple, and
yep.
It works. It works in so many ways. It does.
The a few more things I want to feature. The used car inventory just is different than a lot of what we have had, and so I want to mention a few things to people, because if you're looking for a new vehicle and you're not thinking I want a used one, you might not think to look there. But if you check out our inventory right now, you'll find TRD Pro Tacomas. We've got a couple of those. We've got actually right now 5 used Tacomas on the ground, mm-hmm. 2018 through 2020. Most of them 4x4, a couple TRD Off-Roads, a TRD Sport, and 2 DRD Pros, 1 SR5 Double Cab. So great inventory of Tacoma, used Tacomas. We've got an outstanding inventory of Toyota Tundras, too, a 17, 18, and a 19.
Mm-hmm.
All four-wheel drive, got a couple Crew Maxes and 1 Double Cab. We've got 4Runners. That's another hard-to-get new vehicle right now. We've got 2 2020s and 2 2019s. They're really nice, beautiful vehicles, really wonderful 4Runners. So if you're looking for something like that,
mm-hmm.
Do give us a chance here. We've got great inventory throughout.
There you go.
And the other stuff we've got, I mean, I do want to mention Lincoln. We've got a bunch of Lincoln used cars right now, too. 2020 Aviators. Now that's something that usually in the last couple of years we've only had new ones, and but we've gone out and found a couple of used 2020 Aviators. We've got a 20 Lincoln Continental that's like new. It's only got 100 miles on it. It is a brand new vehicle, as well as a 20 Lincoln MKZ that's under 100 miles and is a brand new vehicle virtually.
Mm.
We've got a Lincoln Nautilus, a couple of those right now. Lincoln Navigators, got one that I'm just getting ready to get out of, a brand new one with a few thousand miles on it. It'll be just under 5,000 miles. Beautiful black Navigator. That one will be available soon at some big discounts. And then we'll have a 2019 Lincoln Navigator Reserve that's white. Really pretty one.
You know, those things ride so well. I mean, it's like a cushion of air. And, I've owned Lincolns off and again in my life. And I got to tell you, for the money, it's a sweet investment if you can do it.
Well, and if people haven't been in one lately, you really need to come check it out.
You do.
They are really different. They've really worked on making the interior a place where you're just so comfortable. Seat is adjustable like 25 different ways. It's a massaging seat. I've been to some shows where they show the seat with all the material taken off, and as opposed to a traditional automotive seat, which is basically the bottom and the back and some cushions,
mm-hmm.
This actually has a whole bunch of different panels that move around and can adjust, go forward, go up, down. There's 22 of those that are adjustable. So you can fine tune this seat to your specifications to really the nth degree. And that's just the beginning. You've got incredible touchscreen capability on the electronics in there. The whole interior is just wonderfully designed. We've got a 20 Lincoln Aviator that's actually the black label
mm-hmm.
Version of that. Incredibly stylish interior with black and white seating and a wood material that it enhancing the interior, and it's just stunning, really.
Indeed. I got to tell you, a car so comfortable that you'd never want to leave, really.
Yep, and we've got a lot of news coming, too. I think since we've got some slow time maybe at the plants as we try to find some chips to build those trucks. We've heard more and more this summer about what's going to happen with Bronco. I know we're going to get our first Bronco on the ground here in the next, probably be in about 3 or 4 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. That'll be one that we can use for a courtesy transportation vehicle.
Oh, wow.
Just as soon as those get the what they call the okay to buy, I think we'll have one for a consumer that's delivered. Of course, it was the first guy who reserved the Bronco with us almost a year ago now. He'll be getting his vehicle, and then the rest of our folks with reservations will come after that. We are in the middle of taking more reservations for the new 2022 Ford F-150 Lightning. That is something we have spent some time talking about on the show, but that's mm-hmm. the new all-electric F-150, and it is going to be something special. We've got a bunch of reservations for that already, and I think if you haven't heard about that, you need to check it out. It's going to have incredible power characteristics. A lot of the newest technology from Ford will be in it. And if you've seen the 21 F-150 with all its great improvements, you know this one's really going to be special. And it looks to be from the beginning. We do still have two brand new 21 F-150s in stock right now, and they're starting to dribble out of the plants.
Mm-hmm.
We can show you what's in our pipeline, and you can see what's coming if we don't have exactly what you want. I think the reality on the dealer trade world now is it's not quite as easy as it was a few months ago to exchange vehicles. We're running into a lot of dealers that are just resistant to do that because they're all in the same situation of needing what they've got. So it is going to be a tough selection for a little while, but we'll work our way through it, and we do have that incredible selection of used vehicles, what we were talking about.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about the Ford F-150 Lightning, and I understand that this dispels a lot of myths that folks may have thought about an electric vehicle. It kind of blows it out of the water.
Yeah, and, you know, we've had the Mach-E now for a while, and we've got a few of our friends out in those, and they're loving them. You know, the electric vehicle is, you know, it's going to be for the right situation. But I'll tell you, it has some really great characteristics. I mean, it's got the power, the torque that you want. Obviously, it's going to, you know, you're not going to be polluting or needing to buy gasoline. So you're just, you know, it's got all those benefits. But it also has a full power generator system. So if you've got this dude powered up, you could power your house with your truck. And, you know, so they've just thought of everything, and it is really going to be something else. And of course, with F-150, you're not talking a small player in the truck world. This is the best selling truck for the last 40 years, and really going to be a lead the way, I think, as the powertrains for vehicles begin to evolve. We're at that point where we are going to see more and more electric vehicles. We've got hybrid F-150s already here now, and of course, those combine the gasoline engine with a battery to extend the fuel economy of the vehicle and give you more flexibility. We're going to have more and more plug-in hybrid vehicles. So these are vehicles that can be electric or have gasoline and battery power. Then you've got battery electric vehicles like the F-150 Lightning, which are full electric and charge. But now you're starting to get charging systems that can do it within a really short time frame. Or you can just charge it at your house. It'll take overnight to fully charge, but for most people, that's going to be acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
You can get with the long-range truck. I think it's about 400 miles of range on your vehicle, and that, you know, unless you're traveling, that's more than enough for the average day
mm-hmm.
part of the world.
Very interesting. Right now, yeah. It's about 9:50, and one thing we haven't talked about is service. People are getting ready to actually, now that the things are getting a little bit more open, ready to travel? Yes.
Travel. Yes. Yeah. No, we've seen a lot of people getting ready to go on trips, getting out here. Yeah. You definitely want to check out your car before you go on a trip. Make sure you get all the maintenance done. We've got some specials on our websites, and if you want to look at those, you can save a little bit of money. But, you want to check your tires, brakes, battery. Make sure your oil's been changed. Just make sure that you're ready to go when you go on a trip. You don't want to be stranded out there. Tires are a big deal in the summer as we go into these temperature changes. You may find that if your vehicle tires have worn a little bit, that it's time to make that change. That's a big safety thing. And, as we talked about, the vehicles evolving, tires continue to evolve. It's going to be a really interesting thing as we move into the electric vehicles. I was reading something this week about tires, for essentially in the next few years, having some that don't have air in them, that actually communicate with the vehicle, so that not only are the vehicles going to talk to the road signs and street lights, and other vehicles, so they don't run into each other, I guess. Mm-hmm. They're going to, the tires will talk to the vehicle and be able to enhance. We already have pressure sensors, but this will be even more information about how the vehicle's operating and its performance, so that you can keep it running. And we'll even know when your check engine light comes on, we'll even know it as you do.
Indeed.
Great stuff coming, and do want to invite everybody to come on out this weekend if we can help you with show you some of these great used cars we've got on the lot, or we'll be out at Tower Center at Unity Square tomorrow evening, and hopefully getting to check out that new kitchen at the Price Tower, keeping our fingers crossed that they'll get that Vinta Hood in and get it open for tomorrow night. And I know everybody's down there working on it today, so shout out to all of them. They've been working really hard to get ready for this opening. Chef Jordan and Folly Wilson and Bryce Connors and Shane Atkins, all of them down there, shout out to you for your hard work in getting this ready to open back up again.
Will you be having vehicles out there at the...
We should have some at the Tower Center at Unity Square down there from tomorrow night. Be out there giving away some freebies and letting people look at cars. Last weekend at the baseball tournament, we had a beautiful red F-150 out there for people to look at. So we'll be out for sure tomorrow night.
Isn't it great getting out there? Bright sunshine.
It is. I just love that space. And I think as we grow into it this year we get more and more people out, I just hope it's a real spark for downtown, that people get out and really, enjoy themselves, spend some money. Let's take care of our local vendors. Let's make downtown Bartlesville really the place to be, the place to go. I think we can draw people from the whole region here to see that unique setup we've got. It's so beautiful, and it is so unique with the community center, the Price Tower, and then the Tower Center at Unity Square, kind of bringing it all together.
It was only open for most of the summer, but still, it was one of those things. Even though it was during the pandemic, I felt that it got a lot of use, and to the point where it started feeling as comfortable as a glove. It just seemed to fit the community so well.
Yeah, I think it does, and it was kind of we didn't know what we were getting into last summer, and obviously we did some events down there, and obviously getting outside turned out to be pretty much the safest thing you could do.
Indeed.
That worked out for us, and being an outdoor space, so well set up, it is beautiful, and I just think it's going to be something that the community grows into over the next few years.
Indeed. And don't forget to shop for your next vehicle, whether it be new or used, at the Dungis Family of Autos right there on 75 on the west side, the best side. And you can see Brad and the whole crew.
And you can check it all out on our website at DungisChoice.com is the easiest way to get there. From there, you can get to each of the showrooms and check out our Toyotas, Fords, or Lincolns, or the great selection of used vehicles I mentioned. If you're looking to sell your vehicle, definitely give us a shot. We'll make a cash offer for your vehicle, whether you're purchasing from us or not. And as I mentioned, you know, used car values are at historic highs relative to new. Mm-hmm. There's still some great deals out there, though, and great selection of low mileage, late model vehicles. And you know, I've got Cadillacs, Chevrolets, Dodge, Ford, GMC, Honda, Hyundai, Jeep, Kia, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, Rams, Toyotas, and Volkswagens in stock right now. So that's a pretty good lineup, I'd say.
I'd say, too. And, folks, I want to tell you, with my buying experience, I spent a little time on the Internet. I took a look at what was going on. There were no games. There were no gimmicks. And guess what? I wrapped up the deal in about an hour or less. And I drove off in a great, nice, very nice Ford product.
Thank you, Tom. We're so glad of that. But you're right. We focus on saving you time and money, and that's really important to us and our team. It's because it's your experience, and we really want to exceed what you expect when you do business here at Dungis. And if we don't, I'm here to help you with that. And you know, I'm here every day. If you want to come out this afternoon, come on out and see me.
Indeed. I got to tell you, it's smooth. No bumps in the road, as they say, and that's always good when you're buying a vehicle.
Yeah. No, that's what we try to do, is smooth it out. You mentioned it. That's something we talk about with the sales team all the time is, you know, the surprises are what upset people a lot of times. And, you know, so we tell you what to expect, why we're doing what we do, kind of work you through the process. And when you do it that way, we can do a lot of it up front, and that's what really saves you the time.
Indeed.
And the vehicle purchase. Yeah.
And you know what? Mine was slightly pre-owned, just gently loved. And your detail team was just phenomenal. I mean, it came out looking and smelling brand new like it came off the truck.
They do. And, of course, you probably got yours was Q-certified, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so that came with a no-cost nationwide limited warranty. And all our new vehicles and most of our used vehicles come with that at no additional cost to you.
Mm-hmm.
On the new vehicle side, it's a 7-year, 100,000-mile nationwide limited warranty. And that nationwide means that it's available at any dealership or ASC certified shop. You're not tied to do business here. If you get transferred or moved to North Carolina or Washington State, your vehicle's still going to have the warranty on it.
Unbelievably good.
Yeah, it's a great deal, and really we do that to differentiate us from our competition.
Now, we told people to go to the website, but did we tell them where the website is?
Well, at DungisChoice.com is the easiest way to get there. So that's the easiest way. If you just start typing DOE in Google, you'll find it pretty easily.
Oh, yeah. Good to get all of them.
Yeah, but people remember the Dungis Choice thing. That, you know, that name, you know, people, what is Dungis Choice? Well, it's you. It's the consumer, right? They have a choice, and we want to be your choice. So you can make the Dungis Choice, and that's a play on words there. But
it works, and it works well.
We hope you will make the Dungis Choice.
Hey, Brad, I want to thank you for being with us. Hope you have a great weekend, and, of course, we'll be talking to you again pretty soon. And it's always been a pleasure to talk cars with you right here on Car Talk, brought to you by the Dungis Family of Autos.
Great to talk to you, Tom, and I'll talk to you soon. See you around this weekend.
You bet you will. All right, take care, my friend. And right now it is time for news coming up right here on K1, the one you trust.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.